If you believe Jesus is in this place, kindly lift up your left hand. And if you believe that he will touch you this evening, lift up the right one and put your hands together for Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's crazy. Jesus a shout! Hallelujah! Jesus, I'm on a song! because tonight the power of God is going to be released here in Mitchell's Plains. We saw that power at work last night. Tonight, there is a double anointing on the servant of God. And that anointing is for no one but you, your life, your ministry. I believe that as the minister, as the servant of God ministers tonight, your healing, your salvation will come to you. I want you tonight to join me to receive the man God has sent to Cape Town. Evangelist, that he was well tonight.
Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Holy Spirit, come into this field. Touch every life with your great power. Lord Jesus, there is no one like you. And tonight we expect your power, your salvation, your healing, and a total transformation through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we lift our hands and we welcome you. Have your way tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your great power and blessing today. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the accuser. We rebuke the liar. We rebuke the opposer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your power and the angels of the Lord which are released into this atmosphere right now. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to thank our Minister of Security for his presence here and honoring this program. God bless you, sir. I also want to thank our pastors from Cape Town who are the gatekeepers of this great and famous city. Thank you for your support. And may God bless you and increase you mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight is your night for a great miracle. I said tonight is your night for a great miracle. Tonight I am preaching about Jesus, the Savior, and the healer. Jesus, the Savior, and the healer of this world. Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen. This is a verse we use at Christmas time. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Everybody say a Savior.
Savior.
A Savior.
Savior.
So Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world. Jesus Christ, the Savior. Nobody is the Savior. I'm not a savior. You are not a savior. No politician is a savior. No political system is a savior. Nobody can save the world. You can see people have tried, right? And people have made great efforts to save the situation. But the Bible tells us who exactly the Savior is. And the Bible says, "For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14, Bible says, "We have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." It says, "We do testify, we have seen it, and we do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." So if Cape Town receives Jesus, then you have received the Savior of this world. The whole world is to be saved by Jesus Christ. So that is why tonight I'm preaching about Jesus Christ, the Savior and the healer of this world. Clap for Jesus. In Acts chapter 5, verse 30, the Bible says, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree. And him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins." So here again, you see that God has given Jesus Christ to be a prince and a savior. How many want somebody to save you and save your life? Wow. I want a savior. I tell you, I've been all over Africa, and I know that nobody can save the world. The savior of the world is Jesus Christ. Yes, the savior of the world is Jesus Christ. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what did Jesus Christ come to save us from? Like, what is he saving us from? What exactly did Jesus Christ come to save us from? Did Jesus Christ come to save us from a lack of electricity? Before Jesus came to Jerusalem, there was no electricity. And when he left Jerusalem, there was still no light and no electricity. So if you say that Jesus came to give us electricity, then he must have failed. Did Jesus come to save us from a lack of good schools? Before Jesus came to Jerusalem, there was no university in the world. And when he died on the cross, there was still no university. Universities were recently invented. Hey! So what did Jesus come to save us from? Did Jesus Christ come to save us from a lack of roads? In many parts of Africa, you have to travel to see, there are no roads. The sand that was created during creation is the road that is being used today. Since Adam and Eve, how the ground was at that time, that is how it is still. Is that what Jesus Christ came to save us from? No. Did Jesus Christ came to save us from a lack of hospitals? Listen, before Jesus came to this world, there were no hospitals. There was no gynecology department, pediatrics department, mental department, and so on. And by the time he left, there was still no hospital. Even simple augmentin or penicillin had not been invented. Hey! So did Jesus Christ come to save us from a lack of good water, drinking water? Before Jesus came, there was no running water. Yeah, there were no taps. When Jesus was born, there were no taps. And when he finished, there were still no taps. No running water. Hey! Yeah. So, you see, I'm trying to find out exactly when you say you are a savior, we want to know what are you saving us from. Because if you identify yourself as a savior, you must save us from something, and all the things I'm mentioning, you are not saving us from them. Hey. Did Jesus Christ come to save us? What did Jesus Christ come to save us from? That's the big question that we want to ask. How many want to know the answer to that question? I also want to know the answer to that question. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20 has the answer. It says, but while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you know, Christmas is coming, so this is a good Christmas message. Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, because there are some people you must fear to marry. So the angel was saying, don't be afraid. Hey! For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Savior. For he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ is the Savior and the healer because he came to save us from our sins. He didn't come to give us electricity. No. He didn't come to give us light or water or hospitals. He came to save us from our sins. That is what Jesus Christ came to save us from. And you see, many of us don't know that this is the greatest thing that Jesus could have done, was to save us from our sins. When God became a man, God became a man. And God became a man called Jesus. And Jesus ministered for just 3 years. For 3 years, what did he do? Did he build any school? Did he build hospitals? Did he build universities? Did he drill boreholes? Hey! He went about preaching and teaching and healing. So that's the highest job you can ever have. It's preaching, teaching, and healing. Because that is the job that God himself chose to do when he came to this earth. Hallelujah. Now, somebody may not understand, why should you come to save us from our sins? What you don't realize is that the great problem that we have on this earth is the problem of our sins. You see, Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Heavy laden with what? Heavy laden, it does not mean that come to me all those who are carrying suitcases. No, after all, I'm not carrying a suitcase this evening. It does not mean those who are carrying heavy handbags. Most ladies like to carry heavy handbags. I don't know why. But this verse could be applied to them. Yes. Jesus It's not talking about your heavy handbags. It's talking about the burden of your sins. Your sins are your great problem. The sins of people in Cape Town is the source of all the evil and all the other problems. The wickedness of men and the wickedness and the evil in the hearts of men is the source of all the problems that are growing in the nations around the world. And that is why Jesus came into this world to save us from our sins. Now, when you go to a prison, it is there that you see the power of sin. Because Jesus said, the wages of sin is death. You will pay for your sins. You may escape from man. You may escape from your father. You may escape from your mother. But the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. You may escape from the police, but you cannot escape from God and from the judgment that is going to come to you. One day I went to a prison in Liberia. And I was having a crusade like this, and we usually visit the prisoners to preach to them and to bless them and encourage them. When you go to the prison, you see that none of the prisoners are praying for a job. You see that none of them are praying for a husband or a wife. You see that the people in the prison are not praying for a new car. You see that the people in the prison are not praying for money. Everybody in the prison has only one prayer topic. And the prayer topic is, oh Lord, I want to come out. Let me come out and be free from this place. But they can't easily come out. They can't easily come out. And you see, there is a prison that will make every prison on this earth look like a hotel. That is the Lake of Fire. Yeah. When you see and you listen to the description of that prison, every hotel, every prison on this earth would look like a hotel. Sheraton Hotel. Hilton Hotel. Hey! When we got into that prison, it was dark. There's no light in Liberia. There's no electricity at all. Like how you have electricity, there's none there in Liberia. The prison was dark. When we got into the room, the prisoners were like animals in a very tall rooms with bars. And they were in there. And you know, when you look at human beings are able to catch other human beings and say, you and you and you, come inside the room. Stay there for 11 years. You and you, stay there for life. Do you not think that if human beings, even judges and not judges who know that they themselves are also sinners, are putting other fellow human beings into a dark room and say, stay there for 25 years, never come out. Do you think that if human beings can do this to one another, that God Almighty cannot catch people who are wicked and sinful and evil and say, hey, into the fire, you, into the fire, you, into the fire? You think God cannot do that? Even we who are wicked, we can catch our fellow brothers and say, you should not be in this society, a society which is full of problems. We are saying that don't stay with us. Don't stay with us again. We are putting you in a... Do you think God does not have a prison? He does. And why are you going to be in that prison? Because of the sins and the mistakes that you have made. Now, one day I went to a prison in Ghana. This was a high security prison. The person who met me at the door, that the first prisoner who met me, was holding a Bible. Was holding a Bible. And he was speaking in tongues. Shabalaba kabalabalabalaba. I said, wow. I've not seen a prisoner speaking in tongues like this before. You people, you think I'm joking. I'm serious. So I was taken aback. I said, who are you? He said, I am the leader of the fellowship. Yeah. So as he was taking me, I stopped. I said, what did you do to make you come here? Why are you the leader of fellowship of prisoners? He said, oh, murder. He said, everybody here is a murderer. I said, what, including you holding this Bible? Yes. So he took me to where the fellowship was, and I sat down. And as I sat down waiting to preach to the prisoners, I saw a prisoner behind me fetching water. Water. Hey!
Open, open.
When I saw him pouring the water like this, I said, wow, there is water in this prison. I know a prison where there is no water, where they are asking for a drop, just a drop of water. Yes. So that is when I realized that prison was like a Sheraton hotel. Yes. Anyway, after I preached, my murderer fellowship leader escorted me to the gate of the prison, where as far as he could go. And my heart was touched. The way he was speaking in tongues, holding the Bible, I said to myself, I want to let this guy escape from the prison. Because I felt I should be able to set him free. But when I got towards the gate, the soldiers and the guns, and the door to that prison is not normal 7 feet. It's like this, like this. When you enter, you have to bend down like this. So you can't easily run through. And I thought of, whom do I know? What can I do to let this guy come out? And I realized that my powers were finished. I couldn't do anything because he has killed somebody and he has to stay there for life. Then I realized that his great problem is what he has done that cannot be erased. Like what he has done cannot be forgotten. What the things he has done, They are there, like the pictures are there. The person he killed, everything is there. You can't undo it because you did it. You've admitted it. The pictures are there. So that is the reason why he is in the prison. And there is nothing you can, there's no connection, there's nobody, there's nothing to do to take away what he did, which is the reason why he's in the prison. I realized that I had become powerless. Then I began to understand why Jesus Christ came. He came to save us from the things, you see, the things we have done, they are there. I tell you. Yeah. You know yourself. If you were to check your sins, hey, there not even one lie can enter into heaven. Yeah. And Jesus Christ came, and you see, he could have continued preaching for another 70 years. But preaching cannot remove and wash away sins. Preaching. There is only one thing which has the power to erase. There's a film called Eraser. There's a film called Terminator, and there's another one called Eraser. The real eraser is Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you want to know an eraser, it is no one but Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He has the power to erase our sins through his blood, which he shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Yes. All of us here know we are sinners, except some few people who feel very good about themselves. But I want you to know, in heaven, everybody is wearing white. Pure. You cannot go there with your sins. Yeah, I'm sorry. One time I was getting on board a flight, South African Airways, right here, Johannesburg. I was flying to Madagascar. And I had this hand luggage. And the lady stood at the stairs and said, "You cannot go on board with this bag." I said, "I go everywhere with this bag." She said, "You are not going on board with this bag." I said, "I'm going." She said, "You are not going." I said, "I'm going." She said, "You are not going." And she won. She won. I had to leave my bag because your bag are like your sins. It cannot go on board. It cannot go on board. It cannot go on board. You can take it to Johannesburg. You can take it here. You can take it there. But it cannot go on this plane. If you want to go up to heaven, your bag of sins cannot go with you. You need an eraser. How many of you have told a lie before? Raise your hand if you've told a lie before. Hey! No, put down your hand. Let me ask it well. How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born till now? 100. What about on stage, the pastors? Hey! Look at the pastors. Pastors. Some of us, you should raise two hands and your legs. It's true. Do you think you can take these lies to heaven? No. So then the question is, how are you going to go to heaven? How many of you have stolen something before? Raise your hand well, because when you don't raise your hand, it becomes another lie. It becomes about 9,000 lies. Hey! Even the police are raising their hands. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen before? Wow. What about the pastors? Hey! So what do we have in Cape Town? Number one is what? Liars. And number two? Hey, thieves. How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. Wave. Some of you should be waving your legs and your toes. Yes. Your legs and your toes. So what do we have in Cape Town? Jealous, liars, and thieves. Hey! How many of you have committed fornication before, sleeping with somebody you shouldn't sleep with? Raise your hand and shake your head like this. Some of you have to just shake your head. What about the pastors? The pastors! Hey! The pastors don't want to raise their hand because some people are taking pictures. Wow. So, listen. Some of you, if you are to take such ways to heaven, when you get to heaven, you start stealing the gold on the streets. Yes, as soon as you arrive in heaven as a thief, you're going to start, and they are going to have to set up the first police station in heaven just because you have come there. There was no police station in heaven till you came there. And heaven is going to change because of you. Yes. True. Some of you, your fornication is so much, if you were to arrive in heaven, the virgins who are there will be in danger. Yeah. Yes. I tell you. Mercy. So, listen carefully. Jesus Christ came to this world to save us from our sins. That is what the Bible says. Unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior. For he shall save the people from their sins. And how shall he save the people from their sins? Through his blood. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace through his blood. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sins. Hallelujah! The blood. And that is why the blood of Jesus Christ is the most wonderful gift for you here tonight. Yes, it is more important for you to believe in the blood of Jesus, because that is what can wash away our sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus. shed for us on Calvary.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Way down on Calvary.
Way down on Calvary. Oh, the blood.
The blood.
That gives me strength.
The blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. He said, for the life is in the blood, the power is in the blood, the power is in the blood. And when Jesus was on the cross and he was being whipped, the blood was coming out from his back. Five places the blood came out. From his hands, from his legs, from his back, and his head was a crown of thorns. And finally they put a spear in the fifth place, and his blood started to flow down the cross on Calvary 2,000 years ago. You ask me, how is Jesus a savior? He's a savior because he's an eraser of our sins, our many, 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 many sins. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. We are not saved by the blood of a goat, or the blood of a sheep, or the blood of a cow. We are saved by the blood of the precious Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That is why God sent his Son. That is why Jesus came to this world. He came to die on the cross. Why do you think he didn't live to be 100 years old? Why do you think he didn't travel all over the world? Because his stories, his parables, and his preaching could not save us. It was his blood that had the power to wash us and cleanse us. That is why Jesus stopped preaching abruptly in the middle of his ministry and went to the cross and gave up his life. He said, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down. And tonight, you must open your heart and receive him. I have received him. I'm a sinner. I'm just like the rest of the pastors. We are all sinners. There's nobody who is good. There's nobody who can even claim to be good. We are all sinners. And tonight, that is the root of all the problems in Cape Town. And that is where the church comes in. And that's where the word of God comes in. Because once you receive Jesus and he changes you and washes away your sin, you become a new person. You become a new person. And you can live a new life. And you can start all over again. And your name is written in the book of life. But without Jesus and without his blood, you cannot be saved. There's no amount of praying 10 times a day that can save you. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away your lies and your stealing and your jealousy and your many, many sins. Tonight, Jesus is also the healer of this world. Look, I am a doctor. Many things we cannot cure. Most things, we just give something to keep you going. Yes. Most, the doctor will not tell you in that way, but it's true. Most of the things, just take this to keep you going. Yes. Most things don't actually go away. They are just managed. Jesus came healing all kinds of sickness. If you are a woman, remember the woman with the issue of blood bleeding for 12 years. Every gynecological disease is healed by Jesus tonight. Because he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He healed orthopedic diseases. People who couldn't walk. He was a healer. He healed people in the ophthalmological department, the eyes. He healed many blind people. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind from birth. Things that doctors cannot do up till today. Recently, I had Stevie Wonder in my office. You know Stevie Wonder? Yeah. I just came to say I love you. That's so, yeah. You know, and in a few minutes, I asked him, how did you get blind? How did you become blind? And he said, from when I was born. And I was thinking, a millionaire from Los Angeles with all the highest, greatest medical powers for all these years, I've not been able to solve this. But when Jesus met blind Bartimaeus, who was blind from birth, he opened his eyes. The whole world was amazed. Tonight is also your night for a great miracle. Jesus healed the ENT department, ear, nose, and throat, deaf and dumb, mental department, madmen, totally mad, naked, walking on the street. Do you have such things in South Africa? You have such things here? Hey! Jesus healed. That, you see, that is why we say Jesus is the Savior and the healer of this world. Yes. Even in the pathology department, the mortuary, the morgue, Jesus was a healer. Most doctors, when they say you are dead, they just take off their gloves and wash their hands and go and sit down, take a paper and start writing cause of death, certificate of death. Why? How? Yes. But Jesus met somebody who was on the way to be buried. And he said, call this woman who is crying. I feel so sad. And he brought the child. And he spoke to the child. I said, young man. Hey. I said, get up. Stop that nonsense. Get up and go home to your mother. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? Jesus is the Savior and the healer of this world. And he will heal you tonight. Amen. No, you see, Jesus is the best person you can receive into your life. There's nobody like Jesus. No, no. I know you love your leaders and all the famous people who've come from South Africa, but there's nobody like Jesus. There's no one who ever claimed to be what Jesus was, even 100. Yeah, the Savior and the Healer. And tonight, Jesus is knocking. I want to come in. I want to come in to your life. Are you going to say, hey, go somewhere else? Hey! Tonight, Jesus is saying, I am knocking at the door of your heart. Many years ago, as a young man, when I was in secondary school, what do you call it here? High school. I met Jesus. My life changed. Turn around. I hated church before. I didn't like. No, that's why up till today I don't know how to sing hymns. Because I didn't like going to church. No, you didn't find me in a church. Till I met Jesus. When I met Jesus and I found how wonderful Jesus was to save me and change my life. I heard him knocking. Just like you are hearing him knocking tonight. I want to come into your life and change everything. Jesus is the only person who can change Cape Town. And tonight Jesus is knocking. If you open your heart and you say, come in, he will come in. One day a man went to war, fighting during the Second World War. It's a true story. When he went, he had just gotten married like 2 months. His wife was called Margaret. She was really beautiful. She was more beautiful than the sunshine in Cape Town. Yeah. So he kissed her bye-bye. He cried. He said, Margaret, I'll be back. I'll be back. And he went to war. Unfortunately, in the very first month, he was captured. And when he was captured, he was taken to a prisoner of war camp. And whilst he was there, the war came to an end. And actually, that saved his life. When the war ended, they came to read out the prisoners who were being set free. They brought the list and they read, Mr. So-and-so, so-and-so, but his name was not on the list. His heart was broken. Because every day he had been in that prison, he had been thinking of only one thing, Margaret. 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 In the morning, Margaret. In the evening, Margaret. At night, Margaret. He used to walk up and down. Margaret. Margaret, I'll be back. Margaret, I'll be back. But the next week, they came out with another list. And this time, his name was on the list. So he took a train from Russia. It's a true story. He took a train from Russia all the way back to Germany. When he got to Germany, he could not believe his eyes. The whole city was flat. Bombed. He walked out and started to walk towards the area where his house used to be, where he used to live with Margaret. To his amazement, his house was one of the only houses still standing there. So he ran up to the door. His heart was beating. And he knocked on the door. Just like Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today. Suddenly he heard footsteps. And when he heard the listened to the footsteps, he said, these are the footsteps of Margaret. Suddenly, the moment of truth, somebody unlocked the door and opened the door. And you know who was standing there? Margaret. Margaret! She was even more beautiful than the Table Mountain in Cape Town. When she opened the door, he lifted up his hands and he shouted, "Margaret! Margaret! I am back!" And then, suddenly, something terrible happened. Margaret took the door and slammed it and locked the door. And he started shouting, "Margaret! Margaret! Open the door! I am your husband! I am your lover! Margaret! Margaret! Open the door, Margaret!" But Margaret would not open the door. Do you want to know why Margaret did not open the door? I said, do you want to know why Margaret did not open the door? Because there was another man inside the house, in her room. That is why she did not open the door. Margaret, listen to me. Tonight, if you don't open your door of your heart to Jesus, it is because the devil is in your heart. It is because Satan has taken hold of you. And that is why you don't want to open up and give your life to God and to Jesus Christ. Tonight, listen carefully. You may not hear it again. Maybe the last time. Jesus is knocking. He says, "Open up. I want to come in and change your life." Stand up, everybody. Close your eyes for a moment. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Jesus. "Pastor, pray with me. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I don't know who invited you here, but tonight is your night. Jesus is the Savior and the healer of your life." If you want to give your life to God, you want to say, "Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want my sins to be washed away. I don't want my sins to stay with me. I know that Jesus died on the cross to save me from my sins. I want my sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus." If you are here like that and you want to receive Jesus, He's knocking at the door of your heart. You want to say, "Jesus, come into my heart. Save me and change me." If you are here like that, lift up your right hand up high quickly. Just your right hand. God bless you. So many hands are going up because this is your night of salvation. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want my sins to be washed away. Let your hand go up right now if you are here like that. "Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. I want my sins to be washed away." God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, if you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand up. And if you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front quickly with your hand up. Come. Come all the way to the front. Come on. March to the front. March. Run. Run quickly. Wherever you are, if you've lifted your hand, "I want to give my life to Jesus. Come on with your hand. I want to turn around from my sins. I want to come to God. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to play the fool with God. I don't want to go to hell." Clap for them. Encourage them as they come. Encourage them as they come. Come to Jesus, Cape Town. Come to Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the healer. He's the Savior. He's the healer. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come to Jesus Christ today. He's going to save you. He's healing you. Come on. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Encourage them. Tonight is your night. Salvation. Jesus, the Savior. The Savior. Don't stand at the back. Come on, my brother. Come to God. Come to Jesus. I want to pray with you. Come to the front. Come to the altar. Come to God. Come to the cross. Come on, my friend. Come on, my sister. Come to Jesus. What a blessing. What a blessing. Clap for them. Clap for them. Clap for them. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Don't be tired. Come to God. Lift your hand up and come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Wow, wow. So many are coming to Jesus tonight. What a blessing. Come on. Come, come, come. Keep coming. All from the side. Let the people come, please. Direct the people and help them from the side. Come all the way. Come all the way. All right. Please allow, and somebody should help, especially from the side. What a blessing tonight. Everybody lift your hand. You want to give your life. Everyone also join in and say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Tonight, I humble myself. I come to the cross. Please have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins. I give my life to Jesus. Say, I give my life to Jesus. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me. Please wash me with your blood. Tonight, tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior. As my master, as my Lord, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I'm turning around. Say, I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm coming to Jesus. I'm coming to the cross. Thank you, Lord. For saving me. Oh Lord, I am grateful for your mercy, for your love, and your power. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Now say after me, Satan! Satan! Listen carefully. From tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan, your power in my life is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands. Say, I'm free. I am free by the blood of Jesus. Jesus has set me free. And I am free indeed. I am free indeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wave your hand. Say, I love you, Jesus. Everybody wave your hand. Everybody wave your hand. Say, I love you, Jesus. Everybody say, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You are my Savior. You are my healer. You are my master. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of you who are standing in front here, please listen to this announcement. You cannot miss it. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., there is a power conference here for you. You need to be taught the word of God as a new believer. You need to be prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit baptism.
Yes.
And the power of God will, of course, be here to also heal your sicknesses. So it is very important that you are here tomorrow morning as a new convert who has just received Jesus Christ tonight to be taught the word of God. Make sure you are here. Counselors,
Tomorrow morning you must be here to work. Don't forget. God bless you.
No one should leave, please. Do not leave the stadium now. We are just praying for the sick and for miracles and God's power. I see the angel of healing is here. God's power is here. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. Lift your hands and thank God right now. Put your hand on your sickness, whatever problem you have. Somebody here with an eye problem, God's power is touching you right now. If it's your ear, put your hand on your ear. If it is your back, put your hand on your back. Whatever the problem is, wherever the problem is, put your hand there right now. Father, I thank you for miracle healing. Somebody with pain, a lot of pain, God is healing you right now. Receive it. Receive healing from your pains in Jesus' mighty name. Every heart condition is being healed. Place your hand there right now. Something is happening. Some people are feeling the power of God. Jesus, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your mighty presence and the mighty presence of powerful angels. Thank you for ministering spirits. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Receive the healing power of God right now. Receive it. Life. Somebody here, you are to die, but God is extending your life. Receive healing. Somebody's breast is being healed. Eyes are being healed. Place your hand on your eye right now. He's the Lord that healeth thee tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for miracles that are so wonderful in this place tonight. Thank you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Right now. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do it. Check yourself right now. So many wonderful things have happened. Somebody here with a lump, a goiter, God is healing you. God is healing you right now. Pain is disappearing. Arthritis. God's power is in this place. Father, thank you. Thank you for so many wonderful, 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 wonderful miracles. Deaf ears are opening. Receive it now. You cannot walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now. Every eye closed for a moment. If God has touched you, maybe you couldn't walk, but you can walk. You couldn't see, but you can see. Check yourself right now. Check your whatever you could not do. Begin to do it. Something is happening. If God has touched you right now, not that you are believing that he will touch you in the future, but right now you can see that God has touched you. Something wonderful has happened to you practically. The power of God has touched you. Then lift up your hand. If God has touched you tonight, give me a wave. God bless you. If God has healed you, God has touched you tonight. Now, if God has touched you, I want you to come all the way to the front here very quickly. And I'm going to pray for you again on stage. If God has touched you, I need you to come very quickly. Tomorrow night, we are going to start early. But come very quickly to the front. If God has healed you and God has touched you, come. All the way from wherever you are, I need you to come. Make your way this way, all the way to the front on the side over here. I want to pray with you. What a blessing. You could not walk, but now you can walk. You could not see, now you can see. You could not hear, you can hear. You had a pain, the pain is gone. You had a problem, you can see. God's power has touched you. Please allow the people to come all the way. Let them come all the way this way, please. Make a way and some people help for the people to come all the way. Help the people to come all the way this way. I need you to come on stage very quickly. Nobody should go home. I'm going to pray the final blessing. Everybody is going to have transport. This is a blessing. Tomorrow night is the last night. Tomorrow, everybody say, tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody, I want you to give me a present tomorrow. Will you give me a gift tomorrow? Do you know what that gift is? Tomorrow, I want everybody to come with 10 people. Bring 10 people from your family, from your house, to meet and to know Jesus Christ tomorrow. Can I have an amen from somebody? Can you do that? Is it too difficult for you to do? Do you love Jesus? I can't hear you. Do you love Jesus? Has Jesus done something for you? Then tomorrow show your love and show your greatest gift by bringing 10 different people to church tomorrow night over here. That is all that God wants from you. And it will be a great blessing to you. Tomorrow night is the last night. Cape Town, your life and your city will never be the same. Tomorrow is the last night in this fantastic history-making program right here in Mitchell's Plain. Hallelujah. This is a great blessing. Power, 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 salvation. Many people are healed tonight. So many miracles. Many people are healed. Many people are saved. God's power is flowing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Lift your hand if you are grateful to Jesus for what he's doing in Mitchell's Plain. Tomorrow night, how many are going to come with 10 people? 10 more people. Bring them. Bring all the sinners, all the people with problems, whatever problem they have, bring them. Jesus will save. Jesus will heal. Hallelujah.
All strength enough.
Yes, go ahead.
Could not move this hand.
Wow.
He said I was going to the hospital tomorrow because he had throbbing pain. Show him what you could not do.
Let him tell us. Tell us what happened.
I couldn't move the left arm. This arm.
You could not move it?
I couldn't move it.
And what happened tonight?
As I went up there for the healing for the pastor, when I stood there, I just felt the spirit going down on me and it moving in me.
Wow.
You
could do that.
I couldn't bend my back. I could.
Wow. Doctor, what is this? He couldn't move his hand. The left shoulder.
The left shoulder.
This could be due to a frozen shoulder syndrome. We call it adhesive capsulitis. Wow. And the power of God has released the tendons here.
Move it.
And it can
move it. What a blessing. What is this?
Evangelist, for 4 years, this man has had stiffness of the knee. He could not even bend it. Whenever he was climbing the steps, he would walk this way.
Wow.
Tonight, for the first, he was shocked when he was climbing the steps.
Move it. Let him tell us.
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
I put my hand, he said we must put a hand on the plate. And I felt that the Lord, or the Holy Spirit came in and took the pain away.
What happened before? What was it like before?
It was paining and I couldn't move, I couldn't dance, I could do nothing.
Do what you could not do before.
Say no.
A miracle.
This is a miracle. The pain he's talking about cannot
pain is
just
gone.
Disappear. It's gone.
The pain is gone.
Wow.
It was stiff.
What's the diagnosis?
Osteoarthritis.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, since 2008, this woman had a problem with her knee.
Both my knees, I always had this cold feeling, very uncomfortable and sometimes painful. But tonight, while you said we must lift up our hands and put our hands on the places where the sicknesses were, so I just did that. And while I was keeping my hands up, I just felt like burning coals inside of my hands. And it was like... like fire.
Wow.
And I knew that God was touching me. Yes, thank you, Lord. Amen.
There was burning coals.
Yeah, amen.
There were burning coals.
Yeah.
Where? In your
hands. In my hands.
And you put it on your knees.
Yes, I felt that was it. That was God touching me.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Let's say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
Evangelist, this woman has not been able to walk without this.
Wow.
Tell us what happened to you. Tell us.
I've got lymphedema. Doctor say no cure for lymphedema. I thank God tonight. I've got pain for 3 nights. I couldn't walk.
You couldn't walk?
I walk up the stairs now. And I praise God.
Walk now.
Let's see.
Give the Lord a
wow.
shout. Give the Lord a 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 dance. Give the Lord a dance. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Listen. Let me tell you something. This is one of the things I kept explaining. The doctors have no cure for a lot of things. And this is one of them. Lymphedema. They cannot take away, the whole leg is swollen. Come here, my dear. The power of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy in Jesus' name. Are you excited tonight?
Yes, I'm happy. I'm excited. I can walk. I'm glad.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
That's a friend. She's crying. That's a friend.
That's your friend? Why are you crying?
I'm just grateful for God for healing her. She couldn't really walk. She came up that stairs tonight.
She couldn't walk upstairs like that?
No, she couldn't. She came without the crutches because I kept the crutches for her.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Be blessed, my dear.
got a problem. The doctor, my saliva don't come through to my mouth. Now, I can't put water on my face. The minute my face get water, then it swells up like this. And it's very painful. And tonight, I just put my hands on my face and the pain is gone. And just keep me in prayer. Because the doctor said if they operate, my face will sag because there's too much muscle in the face.
Do you understand what she's saying? She says that the saliva does not come into her mouth because the saliva comes from the what we call the submandibular glands here and here. So when she eats, the saliva doesn't come into the mouth, but instead the side gets swollen because the submandibular duct is blocked. And the doctor says he can't operate because if he operates, the whole face is going to sag. But Jesus, you said you were touched tonight. What happened?
There's no pain.
No pain.
And I hope I can put water on my face tonight.
And you couldn't put water on your face.
The minute my face gets water, the side of my face, then it itches, then it swells.
Father, thank you for your great power. Thank you, you are the healer. In Jesus' name, Lord. A healing Jesus. Come on.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
He's healing you. In Jesus' name right now. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, a year ago she had an accident, and from that time this eye has been swollen. Tonight is the first night that this eye is cleared.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah, it was true. Thank God, heal me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What was wrong with you before?
I had a car accident last year, November, and this face was swollen, and I went to doctors and that, and they said RAF doctors took again x-rays, but tonight he healed me.
And what has changed?
The face was swollen and the swollen is gone.
Wow. Because I can't see any.
Can't see any.
Yeah. Are you glad tonight?
I'm happy. I'm very blessed.
Jesus has done what the doctors couldn't do for you. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This woman had surgery in the right eye 8 years ago, a major surgery, and she became blind in this eye. She could not see. Tonight, for the first time in 8 years, God opened the eyes. Tell us what happened.
8 years ago, I had a big operation, and the doctor told me I'm going to be blind. And I used 4 medication. Some of my church people are here. And in the morning, I must use it 4 times. In the night, I must use it 4 times for 8 years. And last night, I was standing there. And last night, I didn't use the medication. And I can't walk without my glasses. Here is from my church people that can say I. And
now
morning,
can you see?
This morning I stand up. I didn't put on my glasses. I did my washing in the wind. And I didn't put my glasses on for the first time. And when I came in tonight, I said, Lord, I need another touch of your anointing. I need another touch of your spirit.
Wow.
And you can see now.
Can you see now?
Yes, I can see.
You can see?
Yes, I can see you. I can see you. I can never walk in the night when the wind blows. I must stay in the house. I must protect my eye. But tonight, tonight, I can stay in the wind.
Wow. Eight. Can you count?
Five. One. Two.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, there's another eye. Another eye. Yeah, come. Another eye. What happened to you?
Tumor in my brain.
Tumor in your brain. And what? How did it affect your eye?
It affect my right eye, the whole right side of me.
And what happened tonight?
I can see now.
You could not see before?
I can't see it. I can't even open it.
You could not even open the eye.
Oh, and I'm going on operation on Wednesday.
Jesus is a healing Jesus. Are you surprised?
Yes.
Why are you surprised?
Because I'm standing here.
Everybody shout surprise.
You couldn't stand before.
I'm like limp.
Wow. This lady has a brain tumor, she says, and I believe God has touched her. When you have a tumor, it affects your eye, your balance, your walking, your hand, everything. If the tumor is on this side, it affects the left side. If it's on that side, it affects the other side. Stretch out your hand. Father, this, she said she couldn't see and she couldn't even open her eyes.
But she's opening the eye now.
Well, I can see.
And she can see.
Jesus, I thank you for your
blessing. What a blessing.
What a powerful miracle tonight.
Wow.
Receive the power of God.
Thank you.
Receive life. You shall live and not die.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist, this lady broke her hip.
Who has a lump?
Had an accident.
Lumps. Breast lump. Go on.
Had an accident. But tonight, the power of God has touched her. She said she could not stand for 5 minutes. She's not, since 2008, she can't do that.
Tell us.
I got arthritis in my knees a while back. So I could never stand longer than 5 minutes. I always had to find a seat. 2008, I was in a car accident, got a fractured hip, and it was also difficult. I always had a lot of pain around here.
And what happened tonight?
I just realized I could jump and I could really walk. And
get the Lord a jump. Get the Lord a jump. Get the Lord a jump.
Jesus! Tomorrow night, what are you going to do for Jesus? Huh? What present are you going to give to Jesus? 10 people you are going to bring to come and experience salvation and the power of God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Careful, 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 careful. Leave her down. What happened to you, Mama?
You know, good evening, pastors, each and everybody.
Hello.
Know what happened? I had a pain, pain in my arm, this. And when I do this, it vibrates here.
Vibrates?
Yes, like that. And in here, in my neck here. And tonight I was there and, you know, God touched me. God touched me tonight, and I just came to say thank you for the Lord, because the pain is gone, yes.
Pain is gone.
Yes, 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 yes.
Totally gone.
It's gone. I had the pain in here.
Ne? Wow.
Yes, yes.
Doctor,
yes.
What is this?
She had cervical spondylosis, which can lead to a neuropathy affecting the arm. So when this place is healed, naturally the pain here will be gone because the nerves come from the neck here. So she's been healed of this spondylotic pain.
Wow. Are you glad?
I'm very glad. I'm so thankful.
You're so thankful.
He's a guardian of my heart, Pastor. He's all I have.
Wow.
He's all I want.
He's all you want.
I desire to honor him.
Wow.
To give him all the thanks.
Wow.
All the glory.
Hallelujah.
All the praise. I love him. I love him. I love him, Pastor. I love him.
Bless you. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady arrived from Belgium yesterday.
Belgium?
She's lived there for 4 years. And when she arrived, her father brought her because she was in terrible pain. She had just had lost a baby.
Oh.
Terrible pain. She said, yesterday, the pain just left her.
Lift your hand. God is touching you. She's crying.
Yes.
Jesus, show mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
This woman is walking tonight. She's had severe pain under the soles of the feet. She couldn't walk well. Tonight the pain is gone and she can walk.
Walk, let's see. Doctor, what is this pain?
This is plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
Walk with me, my dear. Walk with me. Plantar fasciitis is
she
healed.
Has pain.
This is pain in the sole of
in the
feet. Wow.
And it's gone.
It's gone tonight. What a blessing.
Man from
plantar
Galilee.
Fasciitis. That's the name of this thing. What is this?
She had cancer of the liver. And she went for chemo today. And the doctor said she was going to be sick for 3 days. But here she is. She's not going to be sick. 71 years.
71 years.
I believe Jesus has touched me and I'm not going to be sick for 3 days.
Hallelujah.
I
come
healed,
on. Come on. Jesus is healing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow.
Evangelist, this boy could not walk. This is the mother. She carried the neighbor. She carried this boy here tonight. This boy was carried here tonight. He could not walk.
You carried him from the
first
bus.
First I carried him and then his friend carried him because he couldn't walk. And right now, Pastor, we were running up here from at the back.
You were running. He could not walk. This little boy was carried. And now he's walking, he's running. Come this way. Wow. Come. What's your name? Wow. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh. Wow, Joshua, Savior, Josh. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And there is hope in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he. Jesus, thank you for your power. Come on now.
To see this man from Galilee.
Oh, yes.
Just a carpenter someday.
Yes, Jesus. Mandos polokiper elevation, but I'm under elevation.
Yet many kneel to give him praise. Oh, and in his eyes,
what's wrong with
that power?
Huh?
That sees the heart of all men.
For he is the Lord of the Lord. He is the Lord of mine. And his people are the world. Yes, yes.
And he comes,
comes in the name of the Lord. This little boy's eye, tell us.
He was crippled
with a soccer ball in his left eye. His eyes was almost busy closing, and it affected his right eye. So he would have been totally blind, but now his eyes is open, and he said he can see.
Wow! Totally blind, his eyes open. Thank you, Jesus.
Miracles!
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 What a blessing!
In the name of the Lord.
Jesus. Tolo Satalbe. Jende Bolema Rebazalede. Jesus.
Blessed is
He who comes
in the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Father, we thank you for your mercy. Be healed in Jesus'
name.
Jesus, thank you for your power.
And there is hope.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your power. Father, we ask for your mercy and power and healing. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your healing and your mercy in Jesus' name.